Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for another day. Amen. If you remember, Paul wrote to the Philippians that he had left all that he had. He had left all his ambition. He had left all, you know, that was gained to him in this world. He had left the vanities of this world so that he could partake of a particular thing. Amen. And what is it? That I may know him. Amen. And that I may be found in him. That I may know the power of the resurrection. That was Paul's desire. And Paul wished that that same desire and that same mind, that same focus, should be on every member of the body of Christ. Amen. Because Paul had a clear vision of the glory that was ahead of him. He had seen the vision clearly of the glory beyond the veil. Amen. How many of us realize that men actually are walking in a realm of darkness where they do not see, neither do they perceive that there is a glory in the realm of the unseen? The heart of man is fixed on this physical realm. The heart of man is fixed on gaining, trading and gaining on this realm, this physical realm, only to discover at the end of the day that he's a fool. Amen. Hallelujah. But Paul had a revelation of the glory that never fades away. Impeccable glory and favor of God. Hallelujah. And his desire was to what? To be lifted up into that place where he will be found in the glory of God. And by now we know that the glory of God is who? Is Christ. Christ is the glory of God. Amen. The fullness of God's mercy, the fullness of God's favor, the fullness of God's, you know, glory rests in Christ, who is the Son. Amen. From eternity to eternity, that can never change. Hallelujah. So let us understand what Paul meant when he said that I may be found in him. He was saying that I may be found in Christ. That I may be realized myself in the Son. Because I know that if I am in the Son, I have all the blessings. I have all the glory of God the Father. Because the Father has given everything to the Son. And the Father will never hide anything. He will never withhold anything from the Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Just meditate on the words. The Lord will never withhold anything from the Son, Christ. Amen. And thank God he has given us the possibility to be part of this glory. He has given us opportunity to partake in the glory that is in Christ Jesus, whereby we become joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. The same love with which the Father has loved the Son, Jesus Christ, that same love is available to us as we discover ourselves in him, as we lay down our lives in this world and live a new life in him. Amen. That's what the Bible says, that pick up your cross and follow me. Anyone that follows me where I am, there the person would be. Hallelujah. And where is Christ? Christ is at the right hand of the Father. The right hand talks of power. It talks of glory. It talks of the place of pleasures. Hallelujah. It talks of the place of immortality, incorruptibility. And this is the place God ships us into as we receive the word of the Lord and live by that word. Hallelujah. It is a process. Amen. It is a process, a redemption process that takes us to this place. Hallelujah. Even as Paul desired that he might be, that he might be found in the Lord, there's only one thing all of us should desire that is of value, is that we should be found in Christ. Because when we are found in Christ, all things, I repeat, all things belong to us. Amen. All things in heaven and earth belong to us when we discover ourselves in Him. And this is the truth. God is not a man that He will lie. God does not lie. Amen. Hallelujah. His yes is yes and His no is no. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. We just thank God for this glory. Hallelujah. Remember the prayer of Paul to the Ephesians? He said that, for this cause, I kneel down before the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he prayed that God will give us what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we may comprehend this love of God, that we may comprehend this glory of God. Hallelujah. That we may comprehend this great salvation that the Lord has made freely available to us. Hallelujah. Amen. God has given us the possibility to prosper in every aspect of our lives, be it health-wise, to give us joy, to fill our hearts with, our mouths with laughter, our hearts with gladness. Amen. And to cause us to reign over His creation, to rule over every work of His hand. This is the pleasure the Lord gives to those who obey and allow the Christ to live in them. Amen. Now quickly turn to the book of Psalm chapter 16. Amen. This message here is talking about deliverance from the power of death, or deliverance from the power of the grave. Amen. Deliverance from the power of the grave. Hallelujah. Somebody might ask, well, what has that got to do? You see, whether we like it or not, in our humanity, we were brought forth dead. Amen. It's like what you see in the world today is nothing but what? A graveyard. A big graveyard with people dead. Amen. From the moment Adam took of the fruit in the Garden of Eden, what happened to Adam? The Bible says that Adam died. He said, the day you take of the fruit, you shall surely die. Although Adam went on to live 1,000 years, but I can assure you, from the moment he lost that fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden, from the moment he was cast out from God's presence, he was dead. Amen. He was dead in the sins and trespasses. Amen. And that is where the door to all the problems and all, you know, the problems you see in humanity entered. Because Adam left the presence of God. Amen. Adam, who was alive in God, died. Because from that moment, he lost the conscious knowledge of God. He lost the conscious knowledge of the love of God. Amen. He lost the conscious knowledge of his true self, of his true image, and he slipped into a realm of darkness, a realm where there is no knowledge of God, no understanding of the love of God, no understanding of the kingdom of God. Amen. So it is with every man that is born flesh and blood. Amen. The man that is born flesh and blood lives in death. He abides in death. Hallelujah. The mind is dead. The senses are dead. Because he cannot see the living God. Everything is blocked. He cannot see nowhere. Amen? And you see what happens in the grave? If you put a body in a grave and you bury that body, and you go and exhume the grave in some days' time, what do you notice about the body? The body decomposes. You see worms feeding on the body. Amen? You see the body stinks. The flesh begins to consume and the bones now begin to stick out. That is the process of what destruction that occurs in the grave. Amen? It's the consummation. Hallelujah. It is the place where humanity dwells in. Amen? Death feeds on people. Death feeds on people. Hallelujah. The power of the grave is what is reigning in the world today. Sorrow, emotional turmoil, hallelujah, depression, sicknesses, cancers. It's just the worms, the agents of death, feeding on the people. You see the stench of greed, of hatred, the stench of corruption, of lust, the pride of life. That is what you see in the graveyard. Hallelujah. But thank God that this hour has come when the people shall hear the voice of the living God. And they shall come forth into the light. They shall come forth into the glory of the Lord. They shall come forth from their graves. Hallelujah. Into the glory that is reserved for them. As they hear the voice of their master. Hallelujah. It's the call, it's the hiss, it's the trumpet that draws people out from their graves. Amen. Into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. When Ezekiel saw the army of people, you know, that were in graves, dead, and God commanded Ezekiel to breathe over them. And Ezekiel did that. What happened? They came alive. They came out from their grave and formed a great army. Amen. This is the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. Before this army of the Lord is a garden of Eden. Before this army of the Lord is a garden of pleasures. Hallelujah. Before them is nothing but joy and prosperity. Hallelujah. And these people shall walk the face of this earth, and people shall see the majesty of the Lord as he moves forth in these people in these last days. This is the work of God. Hallelujah. So the hour has come when the people hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they are waking up from their grave of ignorance. Hallelujah. Even Daniel saw this vision. Amen. He saw this vision in the last days. People shall do what? Many shall become wise. Amen. The wise shall do what? Arise out of their graves. They shall come out of their graves, clothed in white, shining pure, because they take a hold of their righteousness. Hallelujah. They take up the whole of the righteousness of Christ, and they get an understanding of the love of God, of the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. But there's a process. Amen. As the word is going forth, we're going to see how we can, as children of God, begin to break the power of death by the grace of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because death will be what? Swallowed up in victory. Amen? Death will be what? Swallowed up in victory. This is the last enemy. And Christ will reign in us till that death is swallowed up in victory. It is put under his feet. Amen? Hallelujah. These things are not just written in the Bible for anything. They are written in the Bible because they are real. God is going to put under his feet the power of death, that thing that destroys you, that thing, you know, that seeks to destroy your soul and to destroy, you know, your inner being. God is going to do what? Put it under his feet. And God will bring you to a place where nothing can touch you no more. Amen. The powers of hell, the worms that destroy the grave can never touch you. Hallelujah. How many of us know that the grave is hell? Hell is the grave. Amen. It is the place where the worms do not die. Amen. The worms are active 24 hours a day, consuming the flesh, consuming the people who live in that realm. Hallelujah. And I tell you, all the people that are far away from God, like the book of Psalms says, a psalmist says what? That those that are far away from the Lord, that are far away from God, shall be cast into hell. Amen. They shall be cast into the grave. They shall die. They shall perish. Hallelujah. And when you die, it is the worms that would feed on you. Amen. The worms from the graveyard feed on you, feed on your body. And that's why you see torment. Amen. You see the torments of people. Amen. The torment in the souls of men who do not live, you know, who do not know the love of God. You cannot have the peace and the rest and the love of God. You cannot know the joy of the Lord in the fullness, except you come back into His presence. But we have to understand what His presence is. We have to understand what God is talking about. Amen. Turn quickly to the book of, again, to the book of Psalm, chapter 16. I'm going to read the whole chapter from verse 1 to 11. It says, O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are multiplied to the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasten after another God, that drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My heart also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, you have to get this vision. Understand. Amen. There is a place God can bring us into. A place of pleasures. Hallelujah. A place of what? Joy. Hallelujah. This is what the kingdom of God is all about. God is exporting us into a realm where we live in nothing but ecstasy. Where we live in nothing but in pleasures, in joy, in gladness, in good health, in prosperity. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is in joy. It's in gladness. It's in power. It's not in food and drink. Amen. It's not in gold mansions in some kind of geographical location somewhere in the sky. No. The kingdom of God is in power. It's in love. Unfeigned love. In purity. In joy. In gladness. Hallelujah. In liberty. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's what the kingdom of God is about. It's a realm or a realization we come to in God, where the sorrows and the pains of humanity pass away. And you do not have to die and leave this world physically to attain to the kingdom of God. It is here for us right now. It is here in the present for us to enter as you understand it. Amen. As you understand the word of God, as you listen to it, the door is open. As you hearken to the word of God, allow it to transform you, your thinking, God opens the way to the kingdom for you. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus Christ came to preach. Amen. The kingdom of God is within you. It's something that you can realize within yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. You must first of all recognize this thing. And now, after recognizing it, you begin to search for it. Amen. When he says pleasure in the right hand, at the right hand of God, are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. At the right hand, are pleasures forevermore. What was the meaning of the Garden of Eden? The Garden of Eden meant the garden of pleasure. Amen. So the Garden of Eden actually is the right hand of God. It's the presence of God. Amen. Remember the parables Jesus Christ gave? He gave about the coming. He said when the Son of Man comes, he divides, he separates the goat from the sheep from the goat. The sheep go to the right hand, the goats to the left. Amen. The right hand is the place of authority. It's the place of pleasures. It's the place of rest, of glory. Hallelujah. Of gladness of heart. Amen. It's the place where you bless the Lord every moment of your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Your cell structure is praising the Lord. Amen. Your tongue is praising the Lord. Every aspect of your body is praising the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the place the Lord brings his faithful ones, the ones who have been converted to become sheep unto the Lord. But the left hand is for the goats, the rebellious. Those people who retain their carnal identity, who refuse to let go of that deceit, who refuse to let go of the beast. You will remain on the right hand. Amen. And you will roast on the right hand until you get, come back to your senses and know what you want for yourself. Amen. So just understand, you first of all have to have the understanding of what the concept of God's kingdom is. Amen. You have to understand what God is talking about. Because if you don't understand the hope of the calling, how can you enter? Now, if you are thinking that heaven is, or rather God's kingdom, it's a geographical location in heaven where you're going to sleep on gold beds, gold houses, you have gold houses and all that kind of stuff. That means you have to wait for that. And you will never ever attain to it because it's all nothing but the lies of religion. Those are fables of religion. There is no such thing. God's kingdom what is in, it's an invisible kingdom. Amen? We are spirits. Hallelujah. If we are to stay in God's kingdom and endure forever, he's talking about a spiritual kingdom, a higher level of elevation in the heart of God, where we will dwell in God's bosom. Amen. That was the realm Jesus Christ walked on. Amen. And he has given us the opportunity to walk the same way as he walked. Hallelujah. In the peace of God, in the boldness of God, in the assurance of God. Hallelujah. That is where we are called to walk in. As children of God. Amen. So what did he say? He says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Amen. And that is verse 7. Psalm chapter 16 verse 7. He says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Hallelujah. The first thing is to receive the counseling of the Lord. Amen. It comes by intimate fellowshipping with the Spirit of God. Amen. It's a thing that we get by fellowshipping with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now you have an understanding. You see, and as you fellowship with the Spirit of God, as you fellowship in the intimacy of your heart with the Spirit of God, what happens is that he gives you a greater revelation of his word, a greater revelation of his promises. Amen. And causes you to grow in awareness of your true identity. Amen. Because actual fact, the kingdom of God is right there within you. But it's not for us to discover it. The kingdom come. Amen. That means, Father, let the awareness of the kingdom come in me. Let me see the kingdom. Let me become aware of the kingdom. Let me be aware of that realm of unlimited resources that you've placed within me. Hallelujah. A place where I shall lack no more. A place where everything shall flow. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says it's a place where there shall be no scarcity. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name of the Lord. That is the realm. Amen. You shall not be in want. That is the place you come to where you say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But first of all, we have to receive counseling from the Lord. As students, we have to sit down at the feet of Jesus. Put aside your activities of religion. You know? What you just need to do is to what? To be still at the presence of the Lord. Remember Mary and Martha? Martha was running up and down the house trying to serve Jesus, thinking she was pleasing the Lord. And you know, Mary was there at the feet listening to the words of Jesus attentively. And of course, Martha protested that Mary is not helping her. And Jesus told her, look here, you worry for too many things. You worry for things that are not. You worry for things that are vain. There's only one thing you need to do, to sit down and listen to the word of God. To sit down and receive from the word of God. Amen? And as you receive from the word of God, he will lift you up. Amen? As you receive from the word of God, he will enlighten you. You find entrance into the kingdom. Amen? Discipleship. You have to learn to become, to develop that spirit of submission and listening in meditation, listening to the silent voice of the Lord. Amen? And the Lord will teach you a new language. He will teach you the mystery of his kingdom. Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall receive the understanding. Amen? When Jesus Christ went about doing miracles, the crowds followed him. And he always spoke to them in parables, but they never bothered to ask him, what did the parables mean? But those who asked him, including the disciples, how many of us realize it wasn't only the disciples that asked Jesus the meaning of those parables? There were others who asked Jesus for the meanings of the parables. And Jesus Christ explained it all to everybody that asked. Amen? Anybody that asks shall receive. Amen? You just ask for the Lord. Show interest. Amen? Spend your time, your resources on obtaining and receiving from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? Counsel. Because it is the counsel of the Lord that will lead you into the glory of God. Amen? Hallelujah. It's only the Lord that can teach. Amen? It's only the Lord that can impart into your spirit. It's unless it's given to you from the Lord, it can be of no value. Hallelujah. So that's what the psalmist is saying. Amen? Psalm 16 verse 8 says, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. You hear that? He says, I have set the Lord always before me. Amen? You see, that is the principle of the kingdom. You have to do what? Now begin to have what they call a single eye. Amen? We have to develop a single eye where we can only see nothing but the Lord. Amen? You see the Lord in every step that you make. Amen? Because if you see any other thing, it's darkness. If you see any other thing, it's not of God. These are idols. Amen? There's only one thing to behold as you walk through this life. And that's the Father, the face of the Father. Amen? And that is the only thing that will endure. That is the only thing that matters. Is what? Is that you hold on to the Father. Hold on to the name of the Lord. Because that is the thing that will endure. Every other thing, what? Will pass away. Every other thing, what? Will slip away. The other things are like idols. Once you don't see them in the light of God. That's why the Bible says what? The psalmist says, well, I have set the Lord always, amen, before me. The Lord has to be always before us, amen. And the Spirit of God will teach you how to do it, amen. Because when you have the Spirit of God, it gives you the mind of God. Amen. It illuminates your path and it causes you to begin to observe and see things after the way God sees them. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us realize that in the whole of creation, what you see is nothing but a reflection of the thought of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Once you meditate on God's kingdom, meditate on the thoughts of God, you can occupy yourself in the things that be of God. A single eye only sees God. He only sees things after the revelation that comes from the heart of the Father. Amen. No more out of that carnal mind. Amen. It's only God that we should see before us and walk before that God. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk before my face and be perfect. You cannot have two masters. Amen. You cannot have two gods. It's only one God. You must see one master. Amen. And it's something that we have to strive to do as Christians. Setting the Lord always before us. Amen. Receiving his counsel and setting him before us always by faith. Amen. As you are driving your cars, as you wake up in the morning, as you enter your car, amen, as you are in the bathroom, as you are having your dinner, as you do anything, the Lord has to what? Be before you by faith always. Hallelujah. Amen. The Father is always before me. Hallelujah. Now go down to verse 9 of Psalm 16. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither thou wilt allow thy Holy One to suffer corruption. Amen. Amen. Now this is a mystery here already. Hallelujah. Understand that the Holy One of God is Christ. Hallelujah. And that Holy One of God can never see corruption. Will never see what? Corruption. He cannot see the torment, the fears, the anguish of soul that men have. Hallelujah. He is from the beginning with the Father. And he can never see corruption. Amen. All we have to do is to rediscover ourselves in him. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says that I may be found in him. That I may be found in Christ. That I may be found in the Holy One who does not see corruption. Who is always before the Father. Amen. Who is always before the Father in the pleasure of the Father. Who is always in the glory of the Father. Who is always in the blessing of the Father. That I may see him. Amen. That I might rediscover myself in him. Amen. Because in actual fact, in reality, we were all created in that image of Christ. We are all created in him. But we are all generated in Christ. But we lost a conscious knowledge of our true identities, of ourselves, by the lie of the devil, who deceived us. We put up an identity of flesh and blood and lost our true spiritual identities as sons of God, as ones created in the likeness of God. So what happens actually is that God comes to restore us by counsel. He comes to re-educate us and to bring us back into that place of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. When Adam died in the beginning, when Adam sinned, when he died, the Bible says, dust you are and to dust you will return. You notice that is what they say at the burial, when you go to burial, to, you know, funerals, at the burial site, what do the pastor say? Dust you are, dust to dust, and they sprinkle ashes and dust and all that on the coffins. That is what happened to Adam. Adam died and he found himself buried in the grave. And you see, even though he lived another almost 1,000 years, it was a coffin, a grave, you know, a coffin walking up and down. Amen. You have somebody buried in his dead, in his sins and trespasses. Amen. So what happened? He comes forth. Hallelujah. We come forth into the glory of God, into the likeness of Christ. Hallelujah. As the word comes, as the counsel comes, we awake from our ignorance. Amen. Ignorance, thinking that we are flesh and blood. That we are mere mortal beings. And we begin to take our true identities as what? As sons of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And in that place, you discover that you are already holy. In that place, in Him, you discover you are holy. In your Christ consciousness, you discover and you begin to behold the glory of the Lord once more. You begin to behold the waters of life. You begin to hold the peace that behold the peace that passes that passes all understanding. You begin to behold the love of God that was obscured from our view. We begin to behold it again. Hallelujah. This is the work of God. Amen. He says that what death will be the last enemy to be destroyed. It will be brought under the feet of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That death that Adam got married to, that humanity is married to, will be squashed in these last days as the message goes forth and the people receive the message. Hallelujah. Let's run quickly with the book of 1 Corinthians, a message. You know that Paul gave to the church in Corinthians. He says, First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, it says, "Now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptible, this mortal should have put on immortality, then it shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Hallelujah. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Amen. Let's stop there. Now, what is this last trumpet? You see, this what I'm preaching today is already part of the last trumpet. The last trumpet actually is the call that has been sounding from the days of Jesus Christ, calling people into what? The kingdom of God. Jesus Christ blew that trumpet. It's a trumpet that will go out into eternity, calling people to come out of the ignorance. Amen. To come out of their grave, their ignorance in the graveyard. To come out of the darkness, from the stench, from the torment, from the suffering in the graveyards, and to come into the light of His glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a message. It's counseling. It's understanding. Amen. It's an awakening to come forth from ignorance into the light. Come forth from your false identity of flesh and blood, of corruptibility into incorruptibility. Hallelujah. As the message sounds and you arise from your graves and take a hold on what God is saying, you will discover that you are created perfect, incorruptible, immortal. Hallelujah. But talking of the inner part of you, man. Amen. You have a flesh and blood body, but you are not that flesh and blood body. You might probably use it. Amen. To display the mystery of Christ. Amen. But inside of you, there is a man. Inside of you, there is a king. Inside of you, there is a glory of God. Hallelujah. And that man is immortal. Amen. And if you live in the consciousness of that inner man, you will not go through the torments and the suffering that men go through. Hallelujah. But you can live in the victory of the begotten of the Son of God. Amen. So this is the message in this hour. God is calling us to come to His right hand in this hour. His right hand of pleasure. God is calling us to a place of immortality. The place of glory. Hallelujah. It's a place where things never pass away. It's from eternity to eternity. That is why John says those that keep the word of God abide unto all eternity. Hallelujah. This is the message in this hour. Comfort. Hallelujah. Comfort as you hear the message. Arise from the grave of ignorance. Arise and pick up your true identity. And arise and pick up your relationship of oneness with the Father in love and in all innocence. To God be all the glory. Amen.